Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and I know we're a little late. Believe me, I know. But you know what? Give me some time to think about the finale. What a great one. Big, huge cliffhanger. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it already, so I'm not going to say no spoilers. So we're definitely going to spoil the finale that aired a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. When did it air? Let's see, April 18th. Well, almost a month. We're on May 9th now for this Supergirl Better Angels, episode 20 of this season 1 of Supergirl. How crazy are the rumors right now about Supergirl's fate on the CW? I mean, on CBS. It looks like due to budgeting concerns, the show might not be renewed by CBS, stating that the highest ranking show on TV right now is Supergirl, but it's too expensive. So it's going to be kind of interesting how this works out, if they're going to renew it on CBS or just moving on down the street to the CW. But what does that mean for Supergirl? Does that mean less special effects, less villains, because CW does not have CBS's money? That's for sure. But the cool thing is that it will be under one network, and boom, there you go. Multiverse, multiverse, multiverse. So I'm sure we will be seeing more crossovers if that happens. Now that Supergirl's fate is in the hands of Les Moonves, who's the CEO of CBS. We're live right now. Call in at 929-477-2786. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. We're talking about Better Angels, episode 20, season 1 of Supergirl. Let's go to our callers from Mary Code 239. Who is this?
You're a DC fan 1. Supergirl.
There you go.
Is my
you
angel.
Earned it, buddy.
Yeah, so true. I'm a devoted caller to all the podcasts.
Yes,
DC
you are, sir.
Oh, my God.
So we got the finale. Your first thoughts, man. Come on.
Epic, epic. From the opening to the ending. Amazing. I thought Martian
Manhunter
was going to die.
I totally agree with you.
I thought she was going to die. I mean, I thought Jimmy was going to die. But, God, I'm glad they killed off
someone
Don
was definitely going to
Indigo.
Die.
Because it was good. I mean, they totally played us from start to finish. I mean, damn.
Yes.
It, from the pilot towards the finale, this show totally gets you back in the hopes of Smallville.
I know.
Geez, this show.
Would you be disappointed if
the
show moves from CBS to CW?
No, because if anything, if the show is canceled, just have her on Arrow or The Flash, because I'd love to see Supergirl on The Flash, which would be awesome.
We need definitely more of that. I totally agree with you. Okay, Better Angels. Yeah. Let me read you the synopsis of the show. That way you know what episode we're talking about. Again, we're going to be talking about spoilers, so please, if you haven't watched it, which I don't know why, it's almost been a month, skip ahead and listen to us after you watch the show. Okay, let's see. Kara fights with Alex, who is controlled by Non. When Alex is about to kill Kara with the same sword used to kill Astra, their mother pleads with her to stop breaking Non's control over Alex. The team learns that hope is the key to stop Mariette. Supergirl inspires the citizens of National City, waking them from the Mariette trance. Now, come on, Matt. That speech that she did on the news, that was so well done, right? Or maybe not. Okay. Oh my gosh, the speech of Supergirl was just amazing. I wish I had the transcript so I could read it to you. It was just really well done. I mean, if you haven't watched it, or if you have, watch it again. You can feel inspired. I felt inspired. Every time I watch the show, I feel inspired. You know, it's a girl. Come on. Hero. That's what we're talking about, heroes. All right, Matt. If you're there, I can't hear you, so just FYI. Try to dial back in if you can, because I would love to hear your opinion about the speech that Supergirl delivered. And really, I mean, here we go. Back to the symbol of hope is the crest of the House of L. Always delivering that message through and through all, either if it's Metropolis or National City or Central City or Star City. But yeah. Oh, wait, Matt's back. Matt, let me ask you, what did you think about Supergirl's speech?
Oh, I loved it. That whole speech scene was amazing.
Props. Wasn't it inspiring?
This is acting. So inspiring.
Do you remember any part of that speech? Because I'm coming up with a blank here.
She was just saying it's time to be, you people have been attacked we've been attacked, an invasion.
Yeah, it was more like, wake up, people.
Hope. Yeah, and then I loved on how the S turned on their phone, the S turned on all their TVs, and then Wynn had flashbacks of her flying the first time, telling him
yep.
her secret, and that was so cool. And then Jimmy finally came to his senses.
What
a great inspiring.
It was great how she was inspiring all of the citizens of National City. Continuing the synopsis, however, Nan is convinced by Indigo to kill all the humans on Earth by increasing Myriad's amplitude. Back at the DEO, Max warns Kara that she might not survive a fight with Nan and Indigo. John later insists on helping her. Kara and John confront Nan and Indigo at Fort Roz, which is powering Myriad. Kara defeats Nan in a vision between John rips Indigo's body apart. Now, how cool was that?
That was awesome.
When he just literally split her.
Yes. And she goes like, go ahead, join your people. He goes, no, not this time. And I say that time, that crazy Indigo met her end. I mean, geez, I'm glad she's finally dead. And then
she was ruthless.
Geez, all the way from start to finish. I mean, what kind of version of Brainiac was she? I mean, geez, she was just pure evil when she came on.
Evil.
That was just insane. And then
I agree.
When Kara fought Nan, that was awesome. That whole fight scene when
yes.
you see them flying in the heat vision, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded me of the
it was good.
Man of Steel fight scene between
of course.
Superman
Nan and her.
And Zod.
Yeah. I love how he, like, grabbed her cape and, like, flung her around. I'm like, hey, didn't Zod do that?
Yeah, I'm sure he knows Zod. He has to know Zod.
Exactly. He had to. He had to. All right, let me finish the synopsis here, Matt. Kara flies to Fort Roz into space, rendering Myriad harmless. Alex rescues her using Kara's pod. Now, wasn't that a little cheesy that Alex knew how to drive a Kryptonian spaceship?
Yeah, even though Kara said don't. I am forced to die to save the world. Why would Alex be
able to... Now, let's talk about that, because I was a little confused here. Okay, understanding of Superman or anything from Krypton is that you can't breathe in space.
No,
you can't. You're near the yellow sun. But once you're, like, let's say, a galaxy away, I don't think it's going to work out. I think he's going to need his spaceship and all that. Now, in this episode, they said, you know, I remember Alex said to Kara, you know, there's no atmosphere. You'll die. So right away, we're thinking She can't breathe in space? Is that what you got, Matt?
No. Yeah, she can't breathe in space. She's going to fall, and she's going to die.
Now, what do you think about that? This version of Supergirl, they can't breathe in space.
Well, she's not in that close up with Superman quite yet. And Clark knows how to fly up in space.
Oh, good one. Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. That's a good theory there. I love it.
Clark can go
thank you.
World.
Thank you. Wow, that makes me look at it different. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish up here. Afterwards, John is reinstated as the director of the DEO, and Kat gives Kara a promotion. While Kara celebrates at her house, another pod similar to the one in which Kara came to Earth crashes near National City. Kara opens the pod and is shocked by what is inside. Dun, dun, dun. All right, man, you know what I'm going to ask
awesome.
You? What or who is in the pod? What's your guess?
Power Girl, maybe Clark, or Bizarro, Brainiac 5.
I would love Power Girl.
Yeah, because they're talking that they're going to do Power Girl and Flash Season 3. So,
nice.
I don't know, but it could be a clone of Clark. It could be, I don't know who.
Who could it be?
I'm
oh
very
my gosh.
Excited.
I'm stunned.
Me too. It could be Superboy. It could be Jor-El. I'm thinking it could be Jor-El. How crazy would that be?
Gosh, that'd be insane.
If it's freaking Jor-El, I would geek out in the season 2 opener. That would be awesome. If it's Jor-El or even her mom.
And they would definitely have to show Superman, right?
Yes. What if it's her mom? If the ship would crash land, maybe the ship is on Fort Roz because she did push that prison into space. And the ship crash landed, and it turns out to be her mom.
Whoa.
Maybe Laura isn't dead.
Head explosion.
Yeah. It's just crazy
epic.
Fan theory. It was
I
good.
Love it.
And plus,
I love the fan
I
theories
because,
you know, sometimes they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, that season finale was just so freaking
it was great. Action-packed. These
amazing.
Girls kick ass every week.
Yes.
I mean, come on. What more can you want?
Yeah, Mark Gunningham has so kicked it up a notch with the DC TV verse. I mean, if it goes
agree.
To the CW in Supergirl Season 2, Flash Season 3, Arrow Season 5, I mean, come on, guys. We are getting
and then DC Legends
crossover.
Too, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. What if she is the one that helps Oliver defeat Damian Dark? That would be insane. I would
that
love
would
to
insane.
See that. Because I
how did you feel of Cat Grant finally seeing Kara instead of Kira?
I don't know. That's a very interesting thing. Her saying Kara instead of Kira.
I know. When I watched it, I was like, finally.
Yeah, about time. And then she gets a promotion. Makes her wonder what her big job's going to be.
What a happy ending there, right?
Yes.
I love it.
And that fight scene between her and Alex, boy, was that scary.
I know.
That was awesome. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do with Dean Cain. In season 2, and
right.
how you said it's going to be Cyborg Superman.
He's coming. So let's see. Supergirl series comes to life in the comics. It looks like another DC show is going to DC Comics. It looks like her comic book will come out in a couple days. Yes, this Wednesday, May 11th. Is the new copy of The Adventures of Supergirl. It's a digital comic, and it's going to be released with 3 digital chapters. And there you go. Would you, Matt, would you read a digital Supergirl comics based on the TV show?
Yeah, if I had the right way on getting it on my tablet or on my phone.
There you go. There you go. You got a fan right here. All right, Matt, we do have a hotline, and people are still calling in. We have a person that called in regards to the finale of Supergirl. Let's take a listen, Matt.
Hey, DC Nation. This is Jitters checking in for the Supergirl Talk podcast, Season 1, Episode 20, Better Angels. I wanted to say this was a really great episode. At first, I didn't know what to think about the show. It just seemed awkward, like something was missing, like a main ingredient or something. But now I'm really on board. I like the show, and I can't wait till the next season. And this episode, I liked when Kara got an upgrade to her new office, and Kat finally called her Kara instead of Kira. That was pretty awesome. And shout out to a female president on the show. That was cool when General Lane said that. And yeah, it was just something that I could really appreciate after seeing it. I want to see the episode again. And yeah, it's just something that I feel like has really evolved. But there are a couple of questions that I also had. I'm very curious about who or what is in the pod that crash landed at the end. And I don't know, I feel like there's something about, okay, so Kara's spaceship, her little pod that landed, it was from Krypton. So I feel like the command system on it should be in Kryptonian, but Alex learned how to pilot it within 3 seconds. I don't know what was going on there. But yeah, it's just a show, and it's a great show. I like it. All right, that's it for me, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, there you go. Great caller, right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. She sounds very pretty over the phone. Wow. She does a good job.
Yeah, well, she's called before. She goes by the name of Jitters. So thank you so much, Jitters, for calling in to the podcast.
I remember her.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. So she called in to leave her little 2 cents on the finale. We're getting a new hotline number, so don't worry if you're calling the old one. It's probably going to a busy signal. I'm trying to get a new one. So,
do you have my friend's review of Batman v Superman?
I do.
Voice?
I do.
No,
yeah.
I like to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll play it on our DC Films Talk, because I want to do one of those this week.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool. So okay.
I can
so man,
do,
this podcast. Jitters did. Jitters did bring up some cool moments also. I forgot to mention it was that female president. How cool was it to show that?
I think it I don't know who could be the female president, but I'd say the female president could be Kara all the way.
All the
Kara
way.
Kara should be the female president. Yeah, me too. She does so good on that show. I think
I know. We
I
wish her all the best.
That pod.
Yeah, we'll wish her all the best. And we definitely, just like Jitter said, we want to know what is in that pod. What's going up with that?
Yeah. Me too. All
right. So let's see. Calista Flockhart, she did her best as the character of Cat Grant. She gave us a really great season for season one, and
yeah,
hopefully
she'll
be back, because I think if she leaves the show, I don't know, it might be a little weird, but we're definitely crossing our fingers for a renewal, right, Matt?
Yes, because DC totally got me going this year with all these amazing shows. It's been a great year for DC, starting up with Supergirl, and now Legends with Flash and Arrow. We are totally in time travel in the multiverse. It has just been truly crazy this year.
Yes.
What a great year for DC TV.
What a great year, and it looks like Supergirl isn't going anywhere, especially now that they're devoted to a digital comic. So hopefully that means something, that she's not going anywhere. And if she is, head on over to CW, right?
Just go over to CW, or just go on to one of the shows. Oh, I heard that Krypton is in production now by David.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Matt. Krypton is in pilot mode right now at the Sci-Fi Channel. Are you going to watch Krypton, Matt?
Yeah. When did that air?
That will probably air in like October or November if they do air the pilot,
okay.
If it's that good. Yeah, sometimes they don't air pilots. But yeah, it should be okay. I cannot wait. I hope they do this show really well. And if it's good, then we'll probably do a Krypton talk. That'll be kind of cool.
Cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I can only do
all right, Matt.
Podcast,
well, anything Supergirl that we haven't talked about yet? Anything else that you want to talk about Supergirl?
I thought the series is awesome, amazing. I hope we get more cool villains in season two. I wish Marissa Benoist the best. Big shout out for my buddy John. He's a big fan of the Supergirl. And all right, that's it for Supergirl this season.
All right, cool. Thank you, Matt. Coming up next, we're doing Gotham Talk. So if you're fans of Gotham, we'll be talking about that week's episode. I know we're a little bit behind, but we're going to catch up.
Which one are we talking about?
It is Pinewood.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Okay. Have a good night, Matt.
All right, bye.